Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It is a privilege and an honor to be here today just to share with you for the next few minutes. I bring you greetings from the Ashe Faith Project and Mount Airy Baptist Church in Bridgeport. And before I start, I just want to share a little bit about what happened to me over the weekend, and I think you'll make the connection. Friday morning, go to work, have not been feeling well, went to the doctor. I called and said, I need to be seen today. Went to my doctor, my primary care physician. She said, you have a severe respiratory infection, borderline pneumonia. I need you to go downstairs for a chest x-ray. I went downstairs for a chest x-ray, came back up. 5 prescriptions later, I'm leaving the office, I go home, tell my husband, please go get the prescriptions. On his way back from CVS, he stops at Stop and Shop, buy me ginger ale, soup, and he says, are you going to Boston next week? And I said, I don't think so. Over the next few days, as I started to feel better, he said, are you going to Boston? And I began to tear up because my experience on Friday, I started thinking about the people that are uninsured and underinsured. That when I went to the doctor, and we thought nothing of it to swipe the debit card. We thought nothing of it because I had 5 prescriptions. We thought nothing of it that he stopped by Stop and Shop and got the things that I need. I said, you betcha I'm going to Boston. Because I somehow believe it is not just about us, the people that are in the room. It is about the people in which we serve, the voiceless people, the faceless, the nameless people that are underinsured and uninsured that don't have access to quality health care. That's why we are here today. We are that voice. We bring that voice into this forum. The Ashe Faith Project is an initiative of the Mount Airy Development Corporation. The Ashe, which is a Swahili word that means it is so, amen, so be it, is a faith project, is a grassroots volunteer initiative with the aim to close the health disparities gap in communities of color by strengthening the partnerships between community and faith organizations, utilizing a wealth of knowledge, experience, and passion to maximize local synergies, promote program collaboration, and encourage service integration. That's a lot for volunteers. But we are solely a volunteer initiative. We are on the front lines because we consider what we do just not work. It's ministry. It is a calling, and that's why we are there. We were there before the ACA. We'll be there no matter what happens politically, because we see with a firsthand lens of what goes on with families that do not have insurance. My full-time job, I serve as deputy director of a local nonprofit for HIV services. So again, we could see the impact. So what I do, what you see is basically what you get. You know, when I say that I'm here and I'm on the front lines, I am on the front lines. We go bring people out of shelters, people that live under the bridge, wherever they are, that's where we are. And we bring services to where they are. And we make sure that if there's services that they can't get to, that we provide resources. And again, we are a volunteer initiative. The Ashe Faith Project, we offer client-level services, including health screenings and support groups. We established a network of 40 faith organizations. We expanded our infrastructure to effectively address health disparities. We strengthened partnerships. We gained the trust of community residents and conduct focus groups to learn about community concerns and trends. The Ashe Faith Project now serves as a hub in the Bridgeport community. It's so much so that we worked with the transit authority, and now the bus stops in front of the house. The Ashe Faith Project is located on the grounds of Mount Airy Baptist Church. And when I went to my pastor and I said, I have an idea, and I know he was like trying to run the other way, like you and your ideas. I said, no one's using the house. Let us go into the house. We have no money, but let us use the house just for a little while. Well, Ashe's been up and running for 4 years. So we definitely serve the community on the community's level. We offer a once-a-month sacred women group. Sacred Women is designed to offer women a safe environment to share and receive support. The groups are convened monthly, and we offer an array of services, including addressing trauma, substance use, and other life challenges. We also offer a Power Source Leadership Academy. Power Source has been designed for black males over the age of 18 to provide a place of support while learning about leadership and skills to influence public policy and raise awareness about concerns regarding access to health care. My colleague here is Elder Daniel Bland, and he also serves as a volunteer. And we went out to do outreach to recruit men and young men to come into the program. And what we were trying to do, we were targeting initially young black males 18 to 30. Well, we found out those way over 30 were coming, and we didn't want to turn them away. So now we offer two separate groups, but they're still coming, and Elder Bland is still with us. The Power Source Leadership Academy, we offer workshops on health disparities among black males, health equity, say what? It's my decision, my destiny. We teach them that you can control your destiny. You are the captain of your ship. You do have influence around your peers and your family and overall in the community. So basically, we're teaching them you have a voice. We talk about community urban development, and we talk about what can they do. What can they do if they don't work in the field, if they have no formal education? They can still help spread the word. They can make referrals to get people into health care and says, yes, I have influence. We also offer an academy training. We cultivate leadership among women of color to acquire assertiveness skills, learn about governmental policies and practices, learn about political hierarchies. We also partnered with several national nonprofit organizations. They're CEBA providers, capacity building providers. They come in and they also provide guidance and training for us as well. We have a Women of Color Leadership Institute, and the National Minority AIDS Council, there is called WOCLI, the Women of Color Leadership Institute. They came in and we were able to train 37 black and minority women in just advocacy training, how to help to teach them how to navigate a complicated healthcare system. And what can you do? Because the majority of women that have attended the academy are single parents. So again, what resources are available? Because I do believe that we stand on a social justice platform at Mount Airy Church, but I do believe that we do have influence, and I believe that you can make a difference even if you have no money. We learn how to find their voices in public places, learn how to initiate and impact social change. We have partnered with the University of Bridgeport Naturopathic Medicine Clinic, and all services are offered to the public are free. We are also a medicine site where, so if anyone needs any herbs or whatever, we don't charge for that either. And everyone that comes to the naturopathic health clinic are either uninsured or underinsured. And what now we have a 4-week waiting list. So we're meeting with the University of Bridgeport medical director because we need to expand our scope of services. We're open on Mondays from 1 to 6, and then we're open on the first Saturday. Now we're looking to add even more days because, again, we have a 4-week waiting list just to get into the naturopathic clinic. Our partnerships include Optimus Healthcare Center. Optimus Healthcare Center is a community healthcare center that is located on the property of Mount Airy. It is a fully qualified healthcare center, and those people that have medical needs beyond the naturopathic clinic, we refer to the community health center, and they see them the same day. There is no waiting list. We've partnered with my full-time job. I had to put my full-time job in here. We partnered with my full-time job, GBAP, the Greater Bridgeport Area Prevention Program, and my full-time staff is also, ASHE is also a site for HIV testing, Hep C testing, STD screenings, and pregnancy testing. And we have also a partnership of Mount Airy Baptist Church, where I am grateful to be one of the 9 associate ministers there. And we have about 1,400 members, and we have 39 ministries under the church's umbrella. So what we were able to do, we were able to develop a referral system between ASHE, Optimus, GBAP, and the church. Again, with no money. We must first seek to understand to be understood. And I took this from Stephen Covey as we're looking at the Affordable Care Act. One of the things that we talk about, whether we meet with providers or whether we meet with clients, whoever that we're talking to, that I believe that the Affordable Care Act is the most single important legislation that have come out of the Obama administration. So what we've done one Sunday at the church, and our pastor, Dr. Anthony Bennett, gave a space in the service. We talked about the Affordable Care Act. We gave a presentation, and then the leaders of the church stood up, and we said, we are taking a leadership role. We are standing with the president. Would you stand with us? And then people from the congregation began to stand up because we wanted them to understand what's coming down the pike. We wanted them to understand that they have access to quality health care. We are also in a sister site, and we have experienced some challenges, but we still are strong in our message that health care coverage is available. Our church is the hub. ASHE is the hub. We also go to other places in the community, and we do workshops. We do presentations. Even before the marketplace opened, we took the lead in the Bridgeport community and started hosting community convenings. We bought in Department of Social Services. We partnered with Connecticut Health Foundation. We partnered with the Aspen Institute. We wanted people to come in to be ready. Do you have your paperwork? This is the paperwork that you may need. These are your rights. And we had 3 of the convenings, and we are most grateful to Connect Health Foundation with Pat Baker, who helped sponsor some of our community convenings. It does take a village. It does take everyone in the community to be informed about what's going on. We also have taken a stance that oftentimes there's a disconnect between public policy and what goes on with the people. This is what healthcare and the ACA looks like on a local level. And that's me going like this. When people come in, they don't have all of their information. They don't want to share their information. And the good thing about it is we have developed the trust of the local community. But again, that's one thing for you to come there for a support group. That's another thing for you to bring your business for somebody to put it into a website. So again, we take the time and we talk to people because we understand. We understand that oftentimes people say, I don't want to be in the system. I want coverage, but I don't want to be in the system. What you going to do with my information? And I can't tell about my cousin Pookie that lives there because, you know, so we get into things like that. But again, we are very strong in our message. We're very strong in our stance that at the bottom line is health care is available to you. This is the process. Trust the process. So we talked a little bit about successful community and faith-based engagement strategies, and that's develop these processes. We will continue to hold these community convenings. Launch a social marketing campaign. We are all on Facebook. We are all on Twitter, and we're putting the message out like that. We have an interactive website. That information is available. We've established community hubs to distribute accurate information. Partner with community and faith-based organizations. We are on the front lines. We have access to the people. We do understand that the message of the pulpit, the message of the faith community, goes beyond the doors of the church. It goes out into the community. that we've developed relationships with community leaders and gatekeepers, and we basically meet people where they are. Wherever they are, that's where we're at. That's where we meet them. I will say over the last four years, out of all our groups, all of our convenings, all of our services, the Ashe Faith Project has served over 13,000 people, and this is a volunteer initiative. I also want to give kudos to my staff who are not here, but I know that they're home holding it down and they do the work. Why engage the church? Why engage the faith community? Because we believe an informed community is an empowered community, and an empowered community is a healthy community. I talked about the faith-based community, the message go beyond the doors of the church. Churches are trusted and long-standing organizations in the community. And again, we are already on the front lines because we consider this ministry. We're not going anywhere. Mount Airy Baptist Church is 90 years old. We actually have people in the church that were born into the church 90 years ago. They still come to church. The faith community can offer social and spiritual support to those in need. And the faith community has untapped resources. We can offer space. We can offer volunteers. Use us. Put us to work. Even in your local communities, put the faith community to work. Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend Kingwood. I feel so inspired and empowered. Two really good speakers, and this things imprint in my head. And I love when you said, as we transition, we must take the community with us. Mm-hmm. A lot of us sense a plan and then try to figure out a way of bringing the community along. But I think those are powerful words that we can maintain and sustain.